You're listening to a podcast from 702.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement
on 702.
So, it's time for What's the Tea, and often on What's the Tea, we hear stories from you guys, and we give other listeners an opportunity to either advise you if you are looking for advice. Sometimes you're just sharing your experiences, and we have other listeners share their own experiences if it's something that you have also experienced in your own setting. So, we're going to share a story, and then I'm going to take your calls if you've experienced something similar, and your WhatsApp voice notes, your SMSs as well. And guess where What's the Tea is coming from today? It's coming from me. Because something happened 2 weeks ago when I went to church. Something happened. So we go to church now. They allow people to come in, but not full capacity. So you have to book space, right? And I booked space for me and a friend to go to church about two Sundays ago. When we get to church, they find me on the list, but they don't find my friend because I had, for some reason, written the wrong surname for my friend. So when I realized that's the case, we sorted out. But then I said the F word. So I said to the youth pastor who was making sure that we get through to the church, I said, why the F did I put this wrong surname? Right? And I felt so bad about it. I felt incredibly bad about it. You know, because sometimes that's how you speak when you're frustrated. But I'm really, do I have to say that in a church religious setting? So I said that to my friend, not to the youth pastor. And I said to my friend, why the F did I even write that surname? Because it's not even your surname. And then I saw the youth pastor look at me and giggled awkwardly. And then there were church members behind me. And they looked at me with judgment. So every time I actually go to church, I wonder, do they remember me? They probably look at me and tell their kids, you see, don't be like that guy. So that's what happened to me. And I'm interested to hear from you guys if you've ever faced judgment in a religious setting, or if you've cast judgment in that kind of a setting. I mean, of course I shouldn't have said or used the F word in that setting. But look, I'm a human being. My brother was telling me that there is a pastor, in fact, who wants to use the F word while preaching. And it just slipped through. And there are some church members who will respond and be judgmental. Or there are some who will say, okay, mustn't happen again, but we get it. So give me a call on 011-883-0702 if this is something you've experienced. WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Sinazo is the producer on the show. Well, welcome. You've never been on air. Now the listeners, well, they talk to you when they call in.
Yeah.
On the open line. Have you ever been in that kind of a situation?
So listen, first of all, I would have... Oh, that works.
Yeah.
So I would have judged you myself. Because I have like phases of swearing.
Mm-hmm.
I have phases of swearing.
Yeah. You've got the story.
I would have judged you in the case where you are, if I have like a phase where I'm not really swearing at that time, I would have definitely judged you. But I have cast judgment, and I've also been in the receiving end of the judgment.
Okay.
So back in the day, I would wear really like short stuff to church, and I went to a church that was a little bit conservative. Like I would wear like a short dress,
yeah,
and I would wear it with heels.
Yeah.
So then it looks really, really short.
Yeah.
And I went to a church which was really, really conservative, and so there was like a lift before you get to like the church arena.
Yeah.
So as you're going in there, like, you know, you're in the lift with people. And usually, like, it's a little bit awkward, you guys, the highs or whatever. And there will be people who are going to side-eye you. I won't say which gender, but there'll be people who are going to side-eye you and be like, But I've also cast judgment, I really have. Like, for example...
Wait, did you stop wearing short dresses
I actually did. I actually had to stop wearing... I actually even get teased by it now by some of my friends.
Wow.
Like, I would be known by...
I mean, I'm imagining they were not incredibly too short to a point where...
I'm not showing, like, but it was short. It was, like, short stuff.
Okay.
But I even get teased to it by... I mean, today still. But I had to stop. I actually had to stop. I remember my sister once visited me and we went to church together. And I was like, listen, because she says she wears like shorts to church. And I was like, you can't do that. You can't do that here. Mm. You're going to get judged.
Mm.
And she's like, I don't want to embarrass you or whatever. But I have been judged. But I also judge.
Yeah.
So I will judge you for swearing if I'm not at my swearing stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I also judge. I judge people. Have you seen couples at church who like handhold
or brush each other, kissing.
And I'm just like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Let's focus.
Happens a lot at that church we used to go to. Do you still go there?
But I do judge. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Snazo. What experiences do you have? Ooh, you know those couples? Yeah, I used to go to this church. I would want to shout, get a room, because my goodness, they all touchy-touchy and kissing, and you're like, really? Is this the space for it? Of course you can be affectionate to your partner, but come on, there are limits. We are in a public space here. So tell me, if you have ever been in that kind of a situation, I'm being very honest with you. I'm not proud, right? I'm not proud of having used the F word while I was in a church environment. I must update my vocabulary. I know that. But I'm saying, if something happens like that, do you, what, be judgmental? Do you giggle awkwardly and then say to me, hey, dude, we're in church. Don't use that language. Because we're human beings. We watch TV and we watch these things. And often you start speaking in this way when you're frustrated. And then sometimes you say it, even if you don't mean it in a bad way, but you say it and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Let's go to Madota in Brakpan. Madota, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Sure.
Nice show. I just want to say, I wouldn't have judged you based on where you are at the church.
Yeah.
But I would have judged you for who you are. Because we shouldn't come up with this notion of, at the church, I'm supposed to behave this way.
Yeah.
Or when I'm off the church, I'm supposed to behave that way. Where, how we behave wherever we are should be who we are.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't change our behavior because we are at the church, but we should change our behavior wherever we are of who we are.
Yeah. So my daughter, when you are around and you're frustrated, do you don't use profanity sometimes?
I would say, well, depending on who I am.
Okay.
And who I am, but
yeah.
I will try most of the time to be the person who
not
to swear in any instance, and that will make who I am.
Yeah. So for instance, my daughter, let's say you are in church, and let's say your phone rings, and your phone is supposed to be off, and then you say that word SHIT, right? I can't say it on air, but you say that word, and you say And then, I mean, that's profanity. You're not supposed to say it, but you're not, it's not bad meaning. It's just, this is normally how I react when I'm frustrated, but it's just that I'm in this environment now where I can't be heard saying something similar to that. Because there are some people who use that word, S-H-I-T, but when they're in church, they want to use a more appropriate language to raise and express their frustration.
Like I said, wherever I am, Try to teach ourselves not to say those words. Let us know that, what I've seen in most cases, we seem to now like and enjoy those bad words.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bad. You know me. I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, being bad. Nowadays it has been turned out to be a nice thing.
Yes.
To be proud of being
good. Yeah, right. My daughter, I've got you. Let me go to Sibusiso in Pretoria. Thanks for your call, man. Sibusiso, good morning.
Hey, what up, Clement, okay?
Keshab, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'll be quick. Look, now here's what happened to me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, now I'm a fly dude. I like putting on cologne, getting my hair cut. I'm a fly dude.
Mm.
So I went to the church one time, and the pastor was like, was an old backward guy. He's like, he thinks that I'm here to pick up girls. I'm here to destroy whatever.
Just because you're looking good.
Yeah, and here's the good part. Now, I ignored him because I'm like, whatever. I'm here for the word. After church, no fun. I was hounded by girls, which normally happens. Let me finish.
Sure.
So, the girl who was at the door asking for my numbers and hounding me was the pastor's daughter. I've got a phone gallery full of her nudes.
Hi, so
I'm like, how? If you only knew what your father was saying to me. So for me, man, it's all about that thing. They just, some people, they don't want to be real. I mean, just because you are a man of faith, Christianity, Islam, whatever, you're still a human being. So he was just trying to judge me and clown me. But what's interesting is that his daughter's still hounding me, man. And it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, well, maybe he judges his daughters as well, if they're dressed in a particular way. I don't know. But thanks, Busiso. Thanks for sharing that with us. Jane, you're in Midrand. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I think it's one little comment. One of God's biggest laws is he's the only one that can judge. And we, all of us that judge, must go read the word properly. And that's all I want to say.
All right. Thank you so much, Jane. Jane says, well, we should not be judging. And look, it doesn't mean you mustn't say to someone, do better. Right? That's not what we're saying. If someone uses profanity in a space where they shouldn't, and it was a mistake, you can go to them and say, hey, please improve your vocabulary. Don't use that language here. Right? But to look at them with so much judgment and hatred in this lovely, religious, loving environment, I angaz.
Got your whole office talking.
What's the Tea with Clement Maniatella
on 702.
All right, it's 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. Let's go back to your calls. Patricia, are you calling from Ekurhuleni? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Sharp, how's it?
I'm fine. At church, we're having a meeting and there was this sister that I respected and I once in a while solicited some advice. So one day we were having a meeting and then it got heated and then she said, several times, don't you dare to the pastor.
Really?
No, she said it so many times. After church, I did even call her, and then she said, it's who she is when she's really, like, angry. But, you, I can't look her the same.
Is it?
Patricia, saying, don't you dare. Like,
I mean, it could have been worse, Patricia. I mean... So, what did she say?
Sit and listen to a pastor if you have got so much.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you dare.
Yeah. Okay, so you're not seeking advice from this sister anymore?
No, I can't look at the same. I can't.
Okay, Patricia, thank you for sharing that with us. Really? Don't you dare? Is that like insulting? Yeah? I don't know. I just think it could have been worse. Yeah? Mapula, you're in Roodepoort. Hi.
Hi, Clement. When I was still a young mother and something went wrong, I would go, F-H-I-T.
Yes.
I used to do that. So one day my daughter was about 4 years old, was playing with friends. And I think she made a wrong move. And she went, oh, shit. And I thought to myself, I must get out of this habit.
We have to. Yeah. Sometimes you must just improve.
You know what, I'm making a bad impression on this child.
Yeah, and children listen, Mapula. They listen. When you say things around at home in the lounge, they're going to go repeat it at church. Let's play your voice notes coming through on 0727021702.
Good morning, Clement. This is Ronin Runbeck. That F word you say at the church, it was a demon. The devil was trying to stop you going to church. So don't stress about that.
Hallelujah.
I hope the pastor understand that. Yeah, that's just a demon stopping you to go to church.
The demon. Where's the demon now? Look, like I said, I've been watching a series called Succession. It's on Showmax. And literally every second they're swearing. And those things can have an influence on you. And all you have to do is try and just improve your vocabulary and not often get accustomed to when you are frustrated using the F word or S-H-I-T, you know, just try to improve that vocabulary. But I'm saying sometimes we're human beings. Sometimes you're going to say it. Luckily, I don't say it on air. And I've got colleagues, even on this station, right, who have used either the F word, right, by mistake, or they've said something they shouldn't be saying on air. It's going to happen. Huh? Do you then judge someone and judge their entire character because of that silly mistake?
Hi, Clement. For me, I tend to be a bit judgmental on people who come to church with visible tattoos on their bodies. I don't know. Maybe it's how I grew up. I don't have a reason for judging them, but it just does not feel okay. And again, I do feel a bit judged when I go to church sleeveless. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how I feel.
Okay. Sinazo said she used to feel judged when she's wearing a short dress. I went to church with my sister this past Sunday and she was wearing a short dress. I mean, still acceptable, though, even in a church setting. And I felt people were looking at me, and it happens a lot when I walk with my sister. I feel like they're like, geez, are they dating? I always see people looking at me with those eyes, and it's just, I'm like, this is so awkward. And sometimes I'll put my hand over my sister and Jay, because I can. Yeah, because, yeah, that is so judgmental. Like, just the fact that there's someone who's younger, they're in a church with a male figure that's slightly older, I mean, Ungenapi, where do you enter? But yeah, those are some of the judgments that you often get. Someone says here, Clement, I have been at the receiving end of judgment at church whereby I was wearing a golf shirt which exposed tattoos on my arm, and then the pastor happens to speak about tattoos. Also, when a pastor speaks about homosexuality and then I'm at church with my gay friends, the awkward stares. That's a message from Bonga. Someone says, I suggest maybe stop swearing altogether. Eventually, it just becomes second nature, but it is ugly at church or anywhere else. Another person says, Clement, how dare? There's a special fire for you in heaven. LOL jokes. The Bible says, come as you are. Don't change yourself for others. Be you. Yeah, that's leho, be you. But that doesn't mean you must get into church and start using, you know, throwing out F-bombs just because, oh, God says I must come as I am. No. I think even on air, if I use a lot of profanity, I can't do that when I switch this mic on, because I have to respect you and I have to respect the platform. More voice notes.
Like I said, I've been watching.
Good afternoon, Clement. I think we all go to church to do well. So the lady who said don't you dare, I mean, if she always go to church and nobody judges her, then she will be okay. So I think us as Christians, we tend to judge each other more and we go to church to correct our ways. So if somebody's swearing or doing whatever and she gets approached or he gets approached, and you know, he will work on it, but it's not for us to judge. Because the same person who is swearing and doing whatever could be your blessing, could bring so much change and blessing
Preach.
To the church. Thank you so much.
Amen. Bye-bye. Pastor, amen. You people are judgmental, guys. You people are judgmental. I remember when we were in varsity, we had a friend who, well, not a friend, but a church member who didn't speak in tongues. And in our church, people used to judge her because she couldn't speak in tongues. And for some reason, she was like, there's a reason God is not blessing her with tongues. I mean, really? Eh? Because you can't say ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Then that makes you lesser of a Christian. Asuga. Lindy, you are in, is it Mayerdale? Good morning.
Hello, Clement, how are you?
Good, how's it going?
I am fine. I just want to add on today's topic that I was also judged, me and my mom, actually, in 2016. We attended this church because we wanted a spiritual home, because our church is in KZN. So for some reason, because me and my mom look like sisters, they assumed that we wanted to steal people's husbands. So we ended up leaving the church after four visits to that church.
Wow. Lindy, thank you for sharing that with us. More voice notes.
I was judged in church for using the phone. When I'm in church, I usually read through the Bible from the phone, and then I screen grab and send it to my other friends. And when the sermon is going on, I usually concur, maybe say this is true, and sometimes take the clip of what is interesting, send it to my friends. And then one person who was next to me said to me, hey, go to hello, where is a phone?
Aye.
We are in church, folk. I guess she wasn't even attending like I was doing.
Yeah.
Because she was attending
to
me.
Yeah, I also take my notes on my phone. I mean, these people must come down.